Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I want to give everyone a tip.
Oh.
This is Jade's friendly tip of the day.
Nice, okay.
If you can see out of a window, people can generally see in the window.
Oh, okay, All right.
I was at my friend's house yesterday. My girlfriend Cassie went over, had a little bit of a swim, and then we were just sitting at her dining room table enjoying some cheese and bickies.
Yeah, nice.
And just looking out, when you look out, you can basically look straight out of her living room and you can see the houses across the road.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there eating and she goes, oh, Jade. She's like, that house across the road, it's now an Airbnb. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Got an Airbnb across the road. And she's, have they, anyone been rowdy? And she goes, oh, they probably regret going to that Airbnb because we're the rowdy ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she said the other day, her 12-year-old son, Steve, who was down the lounge room, and he's like, Dad, come and have a look at this.
Oh, no.
So his dad came downstairs and you can look across the road and from the where I was sitting, you have a direct view into the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, no.
And you
no.
can see everything in the upstairs bedroom. And so there were some people that had hired out the Airbnb for the night. They weren't doing much sleeping at the time.
Bit of frolicking going on?
Bit of frolicking going on.
Oh, right. Okay.
A lot of frolicking going on from all accounts.
Oh, geez. Frolicking in all sorts of different places.
That's right. Craig quickly covered Stephen's eyes and said, cover your eyes, mate. Cover your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what's on Netflix that's G-rated, not R-rated.
Australian Open. Put it on. Where's the tennis?
Although there was a lot of love going on upstairs in that house across the road. I can tell you that now.
Oh, wow. I mean, you got to close the curtains, don't you? I mean, that's the rules. It's frolicking 101.
That's right. Well, and the thing is, she said, and I said, they would have been so embarrassed if they knew. And she goes, I don't think they were because straight afterwards they came and stood out in the veranda with no clothes on.
Oh, just airing the utensils.
That's right.
Oh, finally worked out what Airbnb stands for then.
What's that?
The B means bonk.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Something really important was going on at the Kiama show as well, and we talked about it last week. Mama Jude.
That's right.
She was a competitor. Oh. All right. How'd she do? Oh,
it was a big week leading up to the Kiama show because Mama Jude entered in a couple of categories. She did the bonsais, the succulents, and we had to stand around at the backyard and narrow it down to our favourite plants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then one day she took over the kitchen with about 15 kilos of tomatoes and made her special kiwi tomato sauce.
Which, incidentally, you gave us all a bottle and it is delicious.
Sensational.
So she entered that into the show and, hey, well... I'll talk about it. Let's get it from the horse's mouth how she went. Hey, Mama Jude.
Yes, Jade.
How did you go with your tomato sauce?
It was a winner.
Yay! Mum gave me a call from her friends Terry and Denise's house in the afternoon and she's like, we're having a celebratory drink. I got best tomato sauce.
I love that. Okay, so you took out the best sauce. What about your succulents? What about the bonsai tree?
Oh, bonsais, no. That's okay. But with the succulents, I got a second place. So
Look at you. She's an award winner.
Jade plant. So how could you lose with a jade plant?
Oh, Eve, I'm surprised you didn't get gold. Actually,
yes.
That's all right. Yeah, so mum's a winner.
Well, congratulations. That is, I'm not surprised with the sauce. I'm not joking. It's delicious. You really need to get in touch with Heinz or one of those companies because this is where we need to go next, all right? And we're happy to help you on the way.
Another bottle's coming your way. So.
Oh, look at that.
Very good.
Flattery will get you everywhere and get you sourced up.
Jade said that I could earn in return, so if I give back the bottle, you'll also give me 15 cents.
No.
That's what she told me.
Have a lovely day.
Oh, you too, but she's hanging up on us. She's had enough.
Congrats, Mama. See you,
Mum. She's got aqua to go to. So, yeah, that's Mum's big claim to fame, which is good.
That's
awesome. It's so fun and good, like, they entering the show and a friend's one as well. And just, like, celebrating those small wins in life.
It's
good to get up on the podium and...
Well, no, it's absolutely awesome, and full credit to her, because, I mean, lots of people enter these as well, so it's not an easy thing to win. It's hard, and these are claims of fame. You know, they go down in your history books, and you go, do you remember when I won, you know, this?
She sent me a photo, and it just had first place and then second place, and Mum's like going, I don't know if that's just because they only awarded first and second place, or there was only two of us in that category.
No way.
Either way, it doesn't matter. That's right. You won. I'd love to hear other people's claim to fame. If you've got like a claim to fame, but like, you know, I'm talking the small wins.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you got first place in the under nines cross country at school or something like that.
I won a lip syncing competition when I was 12 years of age in Acacia Primary School in Botswana.
There you go.
Yeah, I had to get up there and just and mime. That's all I did.
See, what a claim to fame. I love it.
And I was so proud of myself. I mimed so well.
What was the song?
It was Queen. It was One Vision.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. It was there Queen. You
go. All right, well, look, we'll open the phone lines up for a bit of fun this morning. Let's go to Mel.
So I gave birth to our son in 2019. I had a hip-to-hip C-section.
Oh, that's a big one.
It gets better. When they opened me up, they found I was full of fluid, so they drained 2.8 litres of fluid out of me.
Oh, jeez.
I lost a litre of blood on the table.
Oh,
I was on the table for 4 hours, all up.
Wow.
And I was up walking by lunchtime the next day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That is a great claim to fame. Oh, my God. You almost got sawn in half and you got up the next day and went for a walk.
Literally.
That is awesome. Well, brilliant claim to fame. I love it. Yeah.
Good on you, Mel. Not all heroes wear capes, clearly.
No.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Big weekend. Big weekend, certainly for myself and Eileen, my wife, because we drove all the way to Tamworth and back.
Wow, that is a bit. How long is that? What's that, 5 hours, 7 hours? What?
Well, in the case of us, it seemed to take, you know, 24 hours. It was a mammoth trip. So we left here on Friday. We made our way all the way to Murrurundi, which is about an hour and a half from Tamworth.
Yeah.
Stayed overnight, then did a trip to Tamworth the next day, then drove all the way back. And I got to say, by Saturday night, shattered.
So you went up, then got there to Tamworth, and then drove all the way back.
Yeah.
So home Saturday night.
It was no messing around. We had business, we had things to do. And but it was nice because we didn't have the kids. It was just Eileen and I in the car. And we got to spend some time to plan out the year and talk about all, you know.
See, that's good.
This is the sort of stuff that you do, you know?
Yeah, because road tripping with children, that would have felt like, the 7 hour trip would have felt like about 27 hours. It's like it's like Survivor.
Oh,
just trying to get there with everyone still alive.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, so look, we were fortunate enough, and I think as well, we were going to stay the Saturday night, but we'd spend a lot of time together with each other in the car, and we thought, we can go home.
Yeah, beeline straight for home.
It's all right. We've been quite romantic here in the car, you know.
Chatting. We've held hands.
You know. But, you know, a weird thing happened en route. So just outside of a town called Singleton. So this is about halfway through the trip. There was a petrol station, run low on petrol, went into the petrol station. It had two toilets, all right. And these were just... You just open the door straight into the toilet.
So you don't have to go and get the little key on the massive...
No, none of that sort of stuff.
...board or anything?
No.
Okay, awesome.
It was a legit male-female. It wasn't a big, you know, multiple styles or anything like that. It was just walk in, close the door. I got into my toilet. Eileen went to her toilet. and there was a condom machine on the wall. All right.
A condom machine?
Yeah. Like in a single toilet. Like,
wow, that's like, random.
It is random. I'm glad you said it's random because I thought, am I out of touch here? Have I missed something? So I'm there and I'm looking at this thing and it looked like it was 100 years old.
Yeah.
You know, if there's condoms still in this machine, they would disintegrate.
Yeah.
or they would blow up.
Yeah.
But interesting, so each, it had three rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, am I out of touch? Tell me if I'm out of touch here. Three rolls, there were $2 for each roll, which seems really cheap.
So $2 per condom, like just for one condom?
No. Each row had eight in a...
Well, that is cheap.
It had eight for $2.
Okay.
And here's the clincher. There was a picture, and I think it's a thing. Maybe I'm out of touch. It looks like a dog collar with little spikes coming out of it.
What?
They're saying, for her pleasure, okay, for her pleasure. Protection that has, like, full-on little spiky things coming out of it. For her pleasure. It's like, what's going on down there? What's going on down there? Genitals and warts. No, it's for your pleasure.
On the condom.
On the actual...
So that's all spiky. It sounds a bit, like, torturous.
Okay,
maybe
so...
there's the fine line between pleasure and pain. I didn't know that.
I've
heard of ribbed, but not dog collar spikes.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We're only like a handful of sleeps away now, Jade, of our youngsters returning to school for 2022.
Right, the new school year. And we've kind of been like waiting with bated breath to see what was going to happen when it came to school. Like, are we going to be homeschooling again? Are the kids going back? How are they going back? And they've just released a roadmap, as you said, Damien, and of a plan getting back to school. I kind of know some of the things that they're doing, but, you know, Ryan Park, member for Kira, he did a great post on his Facebook page, which we saw and we went, you know what? He seems to know what he's talking about. Let's get him on the radio and he can tell everyone, including us. Morning, Parky.
Good morning, everybody.
So, mate, you've got a couple of kids. You're like us, parents just going, oh, what's going to happen with school? It looks like schools are going back, which is great.
Yep.
How's it happening?
Yeah, look, I think everyone's excited that children will get back to school. I remember saying to the Premier, please don't ever have that homeschooling again. But, they'll go back. They'll go back. Two RAT tests that is recommended for our kids to go back safely each week, so they'll do those each week just to make sure they don't have any of those symptoms and making sure that they don't have COVID.
Yep.
So that'll be done. That'll be done at home. The supplies of those tests will, at this stage, be organised through the school, so people should probably keep an eye out on their school's Facebook or social media or a website, whoever they keep in contact with their school for how that will be distributed. And that'll be a bit of a challenge for people, but hopefully we can make sure people, kids go back to school, teachers go back to school, and all of us can get back to normal for a period.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2 a week. And what about face masks? Are they all wearing face masks as well, or is that...
Yeah, face masks are an interesting one. Obviously at high school, because they're above that 12 years of age, they'll be needing to wear those, compulsory for those students to be wearing them. In the younger years, it's recommended for kids, particularly from year 3 and above, but they've got to be fitting properly. So, you know, if your child doesn't really have masks that fit properly and they're in primary school, often it's best not to have it. But that one's really in primary school for parents to make those decisions.
Yeah.
But make sure that they do fit properly, because it's very uncomfortable for young people if they have masks that don't fit properly.
Will schools be providing them too, do you know, or do we have to get them ourselves?
Yeah, look, I understand, particularly for high schools, there are some supplies of masks if a child forgets, etc. But make sure that if your child is in high school, that they have a few in their bag would be what I would recommend. And just make sure, if they're anything like my kids, you'll be probably supplying them frequently because they lose them.
Probably
having a stash at home probably is not a bad idea too.
I would imagine, Ryan, with this whole 2 rats a week, the whole idea of closing schools for any close contacts and all that must disappear by going forward.
Yeah, close contacts is going to be an interesting one. You're going to be able to keep going to school. So if a child in, I'll just use my children just to make it easier. So if a kid in one of my child's class is positive, the other children will be able to go to school still. That child who is positive obviously will stay at home for a week and get better. But it's about trying to keep schools open, which is why the rapid antigen tests are going to be used, just as a way of trying to do some surveillance on what's happening in terms of kids and the cases, and to try and keep on top of cases, and then also keep schools open, which is really important this year.
Yeah, gosh, haven't times changed? You know, yeah. You go back to school, you're back to school list, you'd be getting a ruler, some highlighters and some pens, and now you add two rat tests and a few surgical masks to the list.
Yes, it's not exactly the welcome back to school pack probably parents or kids want, but it's life and times with COVID-19, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, and look, the kids are going back to school, so that is welcome by everyone.
Yeah.
That's a huge relief.
Good on you, Parky.
Huge relief.
Appreciate you chipping in this morning, mate, and trying to make some sense of all of this for us, because it's a tremendous undertaking. We've got 3,000 schools in New South Wales. Yes. You times that by two rats for every kid, and each of your head explodes.
I'll have to take them to schools in armoured vehicles, because those things are like gold. You can't get them anywhere.
Ryan Park, member for Kira, thank you very much. The latest information on getting the kids back to school, and you know, we're inside a week now until this happens, you can find it at wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
New Year's resolution for the show to up our intelligence. Mm-hmm. Kicked that off kind of last week with a word of the day, because if we can start to inject some different words into our vocab, and it's going to increase our intelligence, or at least make us sound like we're a bit more intelligent. And look, it's some ripper words, and you guys did a great job, especially Jade, of injecting these words into your conversation. We had Calypian, which means what? Big butt,
curvy.
Cute butt.
Curvy butt.
Stumble bum. What did that mean? That was
You're halfwit or you're a bit clumsy.
Then there was bum fuzzle.
Yep. Confused. Yep. Perplexed.
Reconnaissance.
Yep. Survey. Survey in an area. That was just a word we could not say.
I think we all knew that word. We just couldn't say it.
And then Friday we put taradiddle into the mix.
Yeah, which is a lie.
And then also today you've added another one.
Yeah, so this morning we introduced a brand new word, which is pronk. So that means, you know, that you're a weak, you're a bit of a foolish individual. You're pronk.
You're pronk. Harsh word. Interesting, we haven't actually had an opportunity to use the word pronk up until this very moment, Jade. You know, because I feel now is a good time to finally, you know, take a word like that and all the other words and do something amazing. Yeah.
Well, we did kind of say after 6 o'clock this morning that before nine today, and you're going to do this each day this week, you guys can take it in turns. Well, me and Damo did a great job, we must say, on Friday. Well done to you, Jade. You identified that Damien applies things best when he kind of puts things to music.
Everyone.
So he did the song.
I once knew a man named Ben was an odd-looking fella shaped like a calypso.
You did really well. We made you do a country love song and use all the words, which was it was good.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was definitely interesting.
So that really played to Damien's strengths. Your strengths are you can talk underwater. So what we're going to do, we dropped the new word today of pronk. So you've now got six words to work into a conversation on the phone with pretty much a complete stranger.
So what? Are we going to ring someone now and do it?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right.
Myself and Dina, we've talked about this, and we decided every day we get a coffee, all right? Every single day. And King Street Cafe is just right across from the radio station here at Warrawong. And I reckon you need to call King Street Warrawong Cafe right now and order our coffees.
Oh, and you've got to put all those words
in. All those words need to be in there.
No, okay. It could be Michaela working today. It could be Renee. You've got to get through all those words before they hang up on you.
Okay, let's do this.
Got your list of words there?
Yeah,
you got the new one written down, pronk?
Yep, got it. Good to go.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you for calling King Street Coffee.
Oh, no.
Our baristas are currently busy serving customers.
Wait.
Please hold the line and we'll be with you shortly. Thank you.
Good morning, King Street Coffee. This is Renee. How can I help?
Oh, Renee, it's Jade calling from Wave FM. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, I feel like a bit of a prompt today, actually, because I just hardly had any sleep and I'm just behind the eight ball with everything. But, you know, but your coffee
is... four kids for you.
Oh, I know, it's true. But your coffee is going to fix me up because I've honestly been stumble-bumming my way through the show this morning. So I would love...
Oh, he's hoping it helps.
I know. Oh, can I please get a soy latte? Just a small one for me, thank you. And I've done a bit of a reconnaissance with the other guys. I think Damien wants a skim cappuccino with... do you want lactose-free milk or do you want...
I love lactose-free, please.
Oh, yeah, you're a bit bumfuzzled about which to go. So you're going to go lactose-free, are you?
That'd
okay,
be great.
Excellent. And then we've got Dino is a skim latte, please, a large. And then Andy will get a... What's he get?
A large latte.
Double shot latte. With a double shot. Yeah, please. That'd be awesome. Do you have any freons, like low-fat ones? Like, or are they just...
No low-fat ones, but we have freons.
God, because I just don't want to turn into Clipian. So will I get a freon? No, I'll leave it today. I'll leave it. I'm on a health kick.
No worries.
Awesome, Renee. That's our order. So, and it's no taradiddle. So, you know, that's exactly what I would like. So thank you so much.
No worries.
There'll be someone over
there. Won't be too long.
Okay, cheers, Renee. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah,
a little
fat. Nice.
That's tough. I almost forgot the taradiddle.
No, there's no taradiddle. Poor Renee. I mean, are we going to tell her if she hasn't heard that? Well, she wouldn't have heard this. So, I mean, are we going to tell her, or is it just this is it? Her mates will say, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, we'll tell her tomorrow when we
tomorrow,
call her
right.
The coffee.
All right, well, that's a pass mark. Congratulations, that was awesome.
Okay.
Damien, tomorrow you're under the pump.
Oh, all right. Same six words?
Well, there'll be an extra word tomorrow.
Oh,
we've got to include tomorrow's
words.
Word of the day.
That's a bloody disgrace.
Yes.
Word of the day. We're up in our education here in 2022 here at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.